Live and Lansing with Michael Cohen. This is More Compelling Talk Radio, 1320 WILS.
And we're back. I'm Michael Cohen with producer Desi Simmons. Some state lawmakers are calling for a change to Michigan's age limit for starting kindergarten, saying that a child should be at least 5 years old when he or she starts school. Republican State Representative Ray Franz sponsoring the House bill to make this change. He joins me now to talk about its need and potential consequences. Welcome to the program.
Good afternoon.
Now, you know, critics say there are already local systems in place for education officials to evaluate the readiness of students to begin school. Why should the state be stepping in and changing the age limit for a child to start school?
Well, first of all, we already do that by establishing the five-year-old by September 1st date. So it's not arbitrary or anything like that. We already do this. What studies have shown is that invariably, when the young fives or late fours get into a class that's not amongst their peers, if they're a few months out of that group, it has significant negative impact on them. Several studies have shown that they fall sometimes as much as 10 or 15 points behind other students in that same grade level, simply because they're just not quite ready. And this compounds as they proceed through the early grades of grade school all the way up to the fifth, sixth, seventh grade. They just keep falling further and further behind.
Now, in terms of this bill, I mean, it's something that the state government would be dictating. I'm sure parents and educators feel that they'd prefer to have their own, sense of say in this, within the current law. I mean, is the cost savings of keeping this group of kids out of the education system for a year, is that part of the...
No, none whatsoever. It has nothing to do with the cost. In fact, I was shocked to find how much it did amount to in total dollars. But when you look at the total dollars, and we're looking at about $154 million for the entire state, out of a $13 or $14 billion total education budget, that's pretty much insignificant at that point. And it isn't about the dollars at all. This is about getting kids educated and getting them in a group where they are within their peer group and able to progress through school at a normal manner. If you look at the later grades, it costs the state about $200 million a year to have children repeat grades. And historically, these children that have started early, if they're going to fall into that category, these are the kids that do that fall behind and have to repeat grades. And that's a significant dollar amount there if you want to look at dollars. But more importantly, mm-hmm. these are kids not making it in the grade level when they could excel, just holding them back just a couple of months. We're one of only a few states. I think there's three states total that have this later grade level, Vermont, Connecticut, and us, is the information I have.
I was going to say, look, some are concerned, especially with at-risk children, that the fact that they're being kept out of an educational setting for an additional year, that for many of them, being in school, even though they're there, potentially slightly early, is a far better place to be than in a home setting. Is that not a valid concern?
I understand the concern. I don't agree with it totally, because if it's going to lead to a failure or misdiagnosis for HDA, some of those early childhood diagnoses that are being misdiagnosed, I think it does them a great disservice. And here's the difference now. With the governor's new proposal, pre-K is a part of the entire package of P through 20. So we're putting money into Great Start programs and early childhood pre-kindergarten programs. Many of those children are still going to be taken care of at the pre-K level. If they're not, most likely it's because the parents choose to keep them home and educate them themselves at that level.
I'm talking to Republican State Representative Ray Franz. What about the additional child care costs for families have to pay if their kids are indeed waiting an extra year to start school? I mean, can they really afford that right now?
Well, if it's all boiling down to money, uh, I, I suppose it is a problem. For me, it's not about money. And here we go again with
Let me ask you this, because the state officials and school officials say, look, we have processes in place where we evaluate these students. And if we feel they're not ready, we would not put them in a classroom setting. Do you not trust that the structure that's in place of that sort is sufficient?
No, it's not. Unless they're really proven to be unready, I mean, significantly unprepared, that's when they get held back. They don't find this out until they get to the second, third, fourth, fifth grade many times, that these children are falling further and further and further behind each year. And quite frankly, the historical evidence of the rest of the country should send a message to Michigan. We have several states that have moved that date back to as early as June or August. We're asking to just go back to September 1st, which is what the standard is for the most of the country, because experts recognize that little bit of advantage in keeping them within their peer group, which is critical, it leads to better development down the road and eliminates some of the disadvantages. A RAND study just recently published shows that somewhere between 8 and 10, 12 points difference in math scores and reading scores, both for the poor and the non-poor, mm-hmm. happen because of this disadvantage of not being within their peer group.
Now, I agree, it's not all about money, although this $154 million of savings, the Early Childhood Investment Corporation says that it wants to make sure that money is funneled back into early childhood education and not divvied up. What would happen with that money?
Well, we won't know until we get through all of this process exactly what will happen, and we did start the process in the Appropriations Committee, they're aware of where we're going with this. And the substitute that I've adopted, the amendment that I've accepted to this, phases this in over 3 years, so the actual dollar amount per year is going to be significantly smaller. And keep in mind, many of these children are already in the system, so that the savings account amount is not going to be as dramatic or as drastic as first pointed out, between the phase-in and the fact that they're already starting in a pre-K program.
Well, considering the widely acknowledged importance of early childhood programs to the long-term educational success of a student, do you think the state is investing enough in these types of programs?
We haven't been in the past, but we are now. We're getting better. The incorporation of kindergarten into the current education budget is a strong signal that this is something that's part of education. And here again, this isn't about the dollars, and this isn't about early childhood education. This is about keeping them in that education but within their peer group, which is a significant advantage when it gets later on down the years.
Well, when you talk about pre-kindergarten, so tell me, what would happen then if this law were to pass and then you have a group of kids that would have begun school on a certain year, now they have to wait an extra year. What would they be doing for that year, and what programs would be available to them?
Well, they would stay in the pre-kindergarten programs, the Great Start Collaborative, Head Start, when it were available, and those kind of programs would still have every school in my district has a pre-K program for the children of this age group, and they would have that opportunity to be there. They just that small group of, and it amounts to approximately between one and three children per grade level in each school. I mean, you're talking about one or two kids in each class or grade. You know,
do you agree then that this approximately $154 million in savings, that should then be directed into these programs?
Well, it should stay in the education program without question. Does it all get directed to the early childhood program? I would like to see most of it directed that way. But we have issues all through the K through 20 or P through 20 program that needs dollars. We're struggling to get all the dollars we can to the classrooms, and I'm not going to put out a bill that directs all of these dollar for dollar to that. I think that's something that has to be addressed at the local control level, how they spend their dollars.
And in terms of reactions from parents in your district and otherwise, I mean, are they supportive of the state government coming in and changing a rule that's been in place and seems to be working for them at least?
Yes, I'm having pretty good response from parents. I had a call from a teacher in the Grand Rapids area today with 22 or 24 years of experience, was ecstatic about the bill because she's seeing it. When I talk to the superintendents and the educators within my district, they've seen that those times when a child wasn't quite ready. The bill offers the opportunity for the excellent child, you know, to move forward. We're not holding them all back, and offers that opportunity to them, but we still keep the majority of kids within their peer group.
But a parent it can, on their own volition, not bring their child in at that early point if they feel they're not ready, right?
Sure, absolutely. Absolutely, they can do that. But is that the common way of doing it? If they're ready to move into kindergarten, most parents see their children as ready to go. They're anxious to get them started into school and get learning those things. So all this does is move it back to where all of the kids of the same general group or time span are grouped together so that they're not, you know, they don't start behind the eight ball in a classroom full of fives and five plus age year old individuals.
Republican State Representative Ray Franz, thank you very much for joining me.
Michael, it's a pleasure to be on. Thank you for the invitation.